And to get us started the right way with prayer, I'm going to invite my friend Janie Seltzer up here to the front. Come on up here, Janie. Janie does a live Facebook post on. You could tell them what you do. How about that? And then okay. Open us with prayer. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Howard. My pleasure. So what I do is I am the spiritual director for the Zig Ziglar family around the world as of 2016. And on Sunday morning, actually because of COVID, my husband, who's a pastor, joined me on the Sunday morning message. Some of you have told me that you watch it. And Don and I get to share. He's always kind of been the top dog, and I've been under his leadership. So it was appropriate that he joined me on Sunday morning. But then on Wednesdays, I do what I call a garden devotional. And some of you have said you watch that as well. I turn my backyard into a sacred garden for the glory of God. And I go up there and I do a devotional. And it's a privilege to help the Ziglar group, the team, keep that focus. I'm a one-string guitar. It's all about following Christ and being His nourished soul and live whole is my motto. If we nourish our soul, we will live whole. And so with that, can I lead us in prayer? Holy Father, we come together humbled by your love. And we breathe in your presence. We find ourselves in your love. So love on us, Lord, as only you can. We thank you that we can enter into your holy presence by the power of the Holy Spirit through the blood of Christ, our Savior and Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for going ahead of us, for knowing us when we were still being knit together in our mother's womb. Thank you that you knew us before you created this planet. Thank you that you know every detail of our lives, what we're going to say before we say it, what we think before we think it. You know everything about us. And so, Lord, we commit to you our heart, mind, soul, and body this day. We ask that you would be glorified through us, that you would help us to open our eyes. In fact, Holy Father, would you, by the power of your Spirit, open our eyes to see Jesus, our best friend, the Savior of our heart and soul and mind. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being at our right hand. Thank you for promising us that you will never leave us or forsake us. We love you, Jesus. Thank you that we get to know that there is so much more than what we can see and touch and feel. Thank you that our real life is hidden with you in God. And together we say the family prayer. If you would just repeat after me. Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day your sacred presence. And forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. And let us not yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, dear. Thank you so much. Well, I started a book called Under the Destined Sun, And I wanted to be, the original idea was that it was going to be sort of like Under the Tuscan Sun, right? The whole adventure of, you know, getting a house and living in another place. And as I started thinking about it, I started thinking about the what's really special about this area is really just getting away and getting with God. And somehow I got on this track of Under the Seaside Sun. And there's a whole story behind that. And so I have written a 30-day devotional, actually 31 days, so this is still in progress also. And each of the days starts with an R-E word, like retreat. Janie mentioned one of them in the prayer, rescue, restore, rebuild, etc. So there are 31 days, and the devotional has been finished. It's been written, and all of these pictures that are on here, I took myself with my iPhone mostly, and all the pictures that will be in the devotional. So it's finished. It's just being edited right now. And as soon as it's completely edited, you guys will get a full copy of the entire devotional. And it will be, however, it will be a year, about a year before it's actually published on the market. And the people that I'm working with, I told them, I said, I want to give this the best chance of wide distribution. I don't care about making money on it. In fact, I'm going to spend money. I'm going to invest money getting it into as many coastal towns as possible and airports and gift shops and all of that. And so this is a sample. This is just the introduction and the first day. So what I'd like for us to do is if you guys who are single and double, if you don't mind joining a table, okay, somewhere. Let's have at least four or five people at each table, if you don't mind, because we're gonna experience this together, okay? So if you guys will join up and have a few more people at the table, what I'd like for you to do is let you get settled, and then I'll share with you what I'd like for you to do. Okay, so you guys are going to join another table. Okay. So what I'd like for you to do is I would like for you to start at the beginning and read all the way through the introduction and day one, which is called retreat. And what I'd like for you to do is each one of you read a paragraph, okay? So you read a paragraph, then just go in clockwise order. The next person read the paragraph. Next person read the paragraph. And just keep going until you've read through the whole thing. Everybody clear? Okay. Ready, set, grow.
when the retreat we are discussing.
Okay, go back to the beginning. No wonder y'all got done so fast. Are y'all done too? Did you do the introduction and day one?
No, we just did the introduction.
Did we do day one too? Did we day
one too?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Too often we go, and then attempt to see everything and to do everything.
What if we bumped out some of that time for quiet time by the scene of God? And what happens when we're in the lonely places?
Creating a feeling that we need vacation after vacation to recover. Too often we go, in an attempt to see everything and to do everything as an I would.
What if we carve out some
new life in you each and every day. He wants to guide you to your
all God and yet all man to get away with God. Wouldn't it benefit us to do the same?
I didn't mean to come up.
Okay, folks, you're probably already doing what I would like for you to do, and that is to share your biggest takeaway. What does this say to you? Let's take a few minutes, let's say about 10 minutes, and just talk about what is this saying to you? What do you feel God is speaking to you through this? What are you getting out of this? What is your response to this? And share that a little bit, and then we'll talk about it, okay? Take about 10 minutes to talk about it. Okay. Let's wrap it up. What are some of the things that you heard at your table? What are some of the things you heard at your table that you feel that maybe the rest of us should hear? Somebody want to share? What is something, a takeaway that you heard at your table that you would like to share with the rest of the group? Okay, Daniel. Here we go.
God can use a lake or a slough to fill in for the ocean if your geography is restraining you.
Amen. Or pictures. I was with Bob Bodine, and I was telling him about this devotional. He goes, oh, if you know Bob Bodine, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Howard, what you need to do is, you know, those beach videos that you do are just, they're fantastic. So put a QR code in that devotional and do each one of these devotionals on the beach. It'll be fantastic. I think it will. So I believe that Andy and I are going to be filming some videos on the beach. So, you know, you can always close your eyes and pretend that you're next to the sea, regardless of where you are. And that's the idea behind this, is to take your mind to the seashore. Okay, a couple more takeaways. Yes, Greg.
Well, thank you, Howard. I think it's a beautiful piece. And really just like how your heart pours out in this, and in what you've been saying for the last 3 years to us to take some time out. But the biggest thing I think our table is talking about is, you know, we're all, well, I'll speak for myself. You know, you got to get stuff done. We have that up in our shop, GSD. Stuff is another word, but we just don't take that quiet time to listen. You know, we pray, but then it's like, okay, I gotta get this. I gotta get, you know, I gotta get out the door. I got, you know, we go to Disney, and you gotta get all this. You gotta get everything done, and you got, you know, all the fun stuff you wanna do. But like Randy was saying, you got the roller coaster. You got. You know, somebody stubs a toe, or, you know, somebody's hungry, and you just don't listen. You don't take that time to hear what he's trying to say to you. We're saying what we want to read and listen, but we don't take time to hear what his response is.
Love that. Yeah, starting our day right every day will change our lives for sure. One more share. Who else wants to share? Peggy.
It was kind of a unison, all in unison. I think that if Jesus got up very early in the dark, the Son of God, who is the Word, and was the Word and the creator of the universe, then how much more important was it for us? Especially if we are seeking His purpose. How do we go and do all these things if we can't be reminded and empowered through His Word and taking that time? So we all agreed. And Sharla said, I think it's supposed to be out loud.
What would be the benefit to you if you prayed out loud? When you pray out loud, what's the benefit?
Many years ago, I heard someone say, and it stuck like glue, that things that we speak from our mouth are more powerful than the things that we hear someone else say. And so they like have stronger glue. They stick. And I think we think that Jesus prayed out loud. And so we're just thinking we should follow that example.
We started yesterday morning by talking about what happens in our minds. And as we speak something, there's plenty of scripture we could, there's probably several people in this room that could preach on that for all day about speaking the truth and proclaiming the truth. But we hear our words and they're reinforced in our minds. And what happens is our mind is changed through confessing the scripture, confessing God's word, speaking it out loud. So thank you, Sharla, for bringing that up. I want to close us in prayer. We're going to come back at 9 o'clock. I have a very important announcement at 9 o'clock when we come back. Thank you, those of you who are watching virtually. Thank you for being here today. I'm going to pray for us, and then we'll take a break and be back at 9 o'clock sharp. And I have a very important announcement to make. Big announcement. So, Father, we just thank you and praise you. Thank you, Father, for loving us like you do. Thank you, Father, that we can trust you. Thank you, Father, that you know best for us. You created us. And I just pray that we would come to know you intimately. As Jesus prayed to you, in John 17:3, that this is eternal life, that we may know you intimately and to know your Son, Jesus Christ. So I pray that every person in this room that knows you, that has a relationship with you, that we would deepen that relationship with you, we'd be stronger in our faith. And that if there's anybody in this room or watching virtually that doesn't know you, I pray that you would reveal yourself to them right now. And I pray that they would accept the truth, as Jesus said it himself, that he is the truth, the way, the truth, and the life, that no man comes to the Father but through him. So we praise you, we thank you in Jesus' name. I pray that we would continue this retreat every day of our life, all throughout the day. You are with us, you are in us, and we can talk to you at any time. And we just ask you to lead us and guide us in Jesus' name. Amen.